Danish filmmaker Lars von Trier is known for finding offbeat ways of telling stories. His Dancer in the Dark, for instance, is an anti-capital punishment musical. Bob Mondello says von Trier's latest film, Dogville, may be his strangest yet.
The opening shot puts us in what you'd normally call uncharted territory if it weren't so charted. You're looking down on what looks like an illustrated blueprint of a town named Dogville. Marked out on the ground in white chalk are a main street and a shop and church and houses, each of them life-size with a stick or two of furniture, and people walking around, but there are no walls in this town, no doors, though when somebody knocks at a doorway, you hear it. It's a stage set, and it's populated by Depression-era types, among them shop owner Lauren Bacall, blind man Ben Gazzara, and Paul Bettany as a smug do-gooder named Tom, who is forever trying to teach his neighbors little moral lessons about a decent society. When a beautiful stranger named Grace shows up, pursued by gangsters, Tom figures he has the perfect vehicle for a moral experiment. He suggests the town should trust Grace and hide her from the gangsters, and that she should then repay their social charity by doing the town some social good. The problem, as Grace quickly discovers, is that none of these warily suspicious Dogvillians wants her help.
Yes, I went to Mr. McKay. I went to Martha and to Chuck and Vera's, and nobody seems to need any help. They all think everyone else needs something and not themselves.
Funny, that's exactly what Tom said. Well, I suppose he's pleased.
Well, just to prove him wrong, maybe you can lend a hand here.
Thus begins a social lesson that initially seems pretty affirmative. Grace, played by Nicole Kidman, is soon babysitting for a woman who wants to get out of the house, and convincing the town doctor to stop being such a hypochondriac. Grace even gets the blind man, who's in denial, to come out of his shell and admit he's blind at the town's 4th of July celebration. Like all the people of Dogville, he really means the lyrics, "God shed his grace on thee."
And crown the good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Bravo!
This year, I didn't bring any notes with me because I'm not going to pretend I could read them. This brings me to a point I want to make. And the point is, you, Grace, yes, you've made Dogville a wonderful place to live in.
Now, if the story ended there, it would have a lot in common with Thornton Wilder's Our Town, which also deals with American types in a stagey world without scenery. But the sweetness of the American dream is not what director Lars von Trier is exploring, not as the town's generosity curdles into vicious, blood-curdling exploitation, and pliant Grace turns out to have a fierce side. In fact, when Dogville screened at the Cannes Film Festival last spring, just as tensions were cresting over the invasion of Iraq, some critics called it anti-American. I'd say viewing it that narrowly diminishes it. Von Trier is using staginess the way Brecht did, to expose the underside of human nature, namely the capacity for cruelty of those who are themselves cruelly treated, which makes his kicker land with real force. After almost 3 hours of stylized staginess, he leaps to reality in the final credits, playing David Bowie's Young Americans and showing Dorothea Lange's Dust Bowl photos of those poor, downtrodden, Depression-era folks who've always looked so sad and helpless and noble, and who suddenly look Dogvillian. I'm Bob Mondello.